we could see now what Elon is doing, not just with the Republicans, but with the Democrats. Elon is considering very much the same strategy. He's considering backing a number of moderate Democrats in primaries featuring far-left incumbents. So he would, in effect, be the anti-Soros. He would be doubling or even tripling the funding for moderate Democrats in these contests that Soros' funding have pushed so far to the left. And that would be money very, very well spent, precisely because it does appear that people, even in the bluest of blue regions, have had enough of this far-left nonsense. We talked about how back in November, radically progressive district attorneys backed by Soros lost 13 of the top 25 races across the nation, even in some of the deepest blue strongholds. For example, that included the Republican turned independent Nathan Hochman in the city of Los Angeles. He crushed their ultra liberal Soros backed DA George Gascon by a humiliating 23 points. In other words, Elon looks like he's ready to fund efforts to gut both parties and replace their establishment figures with far more MAGA-oriented, common-sense public servants. Obviously, he believes that if he can replace these far-left nuts, then the Democrats are going to be far more likely to work with MAGA Republicans. In fact, Elon is even going global with this. He's reportedly considering funding Nigel Farage's Populist Party Reform UK to the tune of hundreds of millions of dollars. Now, this would be huge given how Reform UK is quickly surpassing the Tories as the new standard bearer for British conservatives and populists. In fact, just yesterday, the Reform Party won yet another election, a local seat in the UK, and they continue to rack up seats. So if they're funded at the same level or beyond as the Tories, with Labour collapsing under the disaster that is two-tier Keir Starmer, all bets are off for the future of UK politics with this approach. And it ain't just Britain. Elon recently tweeted out, quote, "Only the AfD can save Germany. Only the AfD can save Germany." Now, if you don't know, the AfD stands for the Alternative for Deutschland, the Alternative for Germany. And they're basically the MAGA party of Germany. They're a young party, and they only entered the Bundestag, the German parliament, back in 2017 with 13% of the votes. They're very new, but they're now the number two most popular party in the entire nation, the number one most popular party in Eastern Germany. And Elon appears to be all in with them. They haven't, their government just collapsed. Olaf Scholz just got a no confidence vote. So they're going to have snap elections. And it looks like Elon's all in with helping AfD get their best election returns yet. Here's AfD leader Alice Weidel thanking Elon for his support.
"Dear Elon, thank you so much for your note. The alternative for Germany, the AfD, is indeed the one and only alternative for our country, our last option, if you ask me. I wish you and President Donald Trump all the best for the upcoming tenure. And also, I wish you and all the American people Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year."
Earlier today, I spoke with President-elect Trump and congratulated him on his victory. I also told him that we will help him and his team with their transition and that we will engage in a peaceful transfer of power.
Well, Mr. President-elect and the former president, thank you, Donald, congratulations.
Thank you.
And looking forward to having, like we said, a smooth transition. Do everything we can to make sure you're accommodated, what you need. And we're going to get a chance to talk about some of that today. So
good.
Welcome back.
Gang, what you just saw there was both the president and the vice president eerily congratulating Trump and promising a peaceful transition of power. Well, that's something I'd like to believe, but it's hard to believe those words when they're coming from the mouths of pure serial liars. I mean, career liars. So what does that mean for the next few months? The opposite of what they're promising. So absolute chaos economically, culturally, politically. We might be in for war for all we know. So what should you do? You should at least own some gold. The markets might be up right now, but who knows what's going to happen between now and January. You need to protect yourself against the last hurrah of the worst administration America has ever had. We know it's coming. I don't know what, but something is between now and January 20th. You might think they're just going to hand over a pristine, happy, functioning country to the man they tried to assassinate and put in jail, entirely ruin. No, something's coming, and you need to be financially prepared for it. You need to talk to GoldCo and protect yourself against this last battle. Get some gold in your portfolio. In the coming months, you'll be glad that you did. Click the link in the description below or scan the QR code and just chat with them. You'll be glad that you did. Now, of course, true to form, being the protectors and guardians of democracy that the permanent political class happens to be, the powers that be in Berlin are doing everything they can to ban that political party. That's right. I kid you not. They're doing everything they possibly can to ban the AfD from German politics. And by the way, you may have guessed it, that involves both mainstream left and mainstream right parties in Germany. They're what's called their CDU. That's their mainstream right party, and their Social Democrats. Basically, they're Republican and their Democrat equivalents. They're doing everything they can to ban the AfD because you keep voting for them. You and Germany keep voting for them. They keep winning. They keep growing their numbers. It's very similar to what we just saw happen in Romania with the Romanian High Court actually overturning their presidential election. Yes, that just happened. Nobody in the EU cares. Nobody in Washington cares. Yes, Romania just canceled their presidential election because their nationalist populist candidate, their MAGA candidate, or I guess it'd be MRGA, make Romania great again. Their Trump, a fellow by the name of Calin Georgescu, he won the first round and he was about to win the second round in a landslide. So what did they do? The powers that be did? The Romanian High Court stepped in and they canceled the election. Oh, and now, of course, they're investigating him. I kid you not. They're investigating. And you know for what? You know what they're investigating for? For colluding with the Russians. If you do not get this, I am going to flip out. It is not Republicans versus Democrats. It's the people versus the political class. It's a new populist uprising that's ready to storm an old, decrepit, corrupt oligarchy. It is not Republican versus Democrat anymore. Yes, I know it plays itself out at least formally that way. Of course, we want a Republican in rather than a Democrat because they're far more likely to be on our side. Yes, we get it. But we now have to take into consideration more than ever which Republican we're putting into office, precisely because in the end, they have such a propensity to vote with the Democrat more than they vote against them, precisely because they both belong to the same establishment uniparty controlled by donors and lobbyists. And so the key to all of this, what's really going on here, is that we are really in the midst of the rise of a new politics, a politics that is even now redefining Washington, D.C. as part of a larger divide that transcends party and partisanship. Make no mistake, the swamp, the establishment, is going to go the way of the dodo bird. They will lose. A new politics is rising. A politics of the people, which means, ironically, as it turns out, Kamala was right about one thing. There indeed will be no going back.